The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Podcast. Hey everyone, welcome to the I Don't Get It podcast. Lauren, are you okay?
I'm hiding behind my mic right now.
Lauren has a massive cold.
A terrible cold. I literally have not stood up today until right now.
Wait, well, Lauren, that's so kind that you even came on the podcast.
She
didn't know. I called her 2 minutes ago.
I didn't know.
Well, are you okay? Are you okay to make it through?
I'm fine. I can make it through. I just, like, it was a shock.
She was sugar. She was like, I fell asleep. I'll be over soon. And I was like, wait, we have a podcast. What are you talking about? Anyway, so guys.
Wait, so Ashley, you are in Virginia.
Yeah, very nice. Amazing. Just for a couple of days.
Well, because you said you weren't, I wasn't sure when you were going to go.
Oh,
from our last podcast recording.
Oh, yeah. We weren't sure until like 2 days ago because we
I was shocked to see you on the plane last night in your Insta story.
Wait, what do you mean?
I didn't know you had your flight booked or anything.
Exactly.
What do you mean? Oh my God.
You said that you may come on Tuesday.
Okay. Well, guys, look at this. Here we are. And we're all together. And I have a few I don't get it to start out with. Lauren, the first one is like personal and it's okay. Like, let's just talk about it.
Okay.
Lauren's face.
Sorry. Okay. So Lauren being sick right now, Hunter is mad at her because she hasn't cleaned her dishes since she's been sick. And this is what I don't get. And Lauren doesn't get it either.
Yeah.
They wash their dishes like roommates. Like Hunter uses the dish, he cleans his dish. If Lauren uses the dish, she's supposed to clean her dish. Like most couples who live together, they just do the dishes, like whoever is up to it.
Basically, the dishes is
why is it such a point of contention?
It's not really about the dishes. It's a microcosm of the dishes, but also it's crazy. Like I see when someone doesn't feel good, the other person should pick up the slack and vice versa. And I'm now not doing them as a protest to be like, you should want to help me at this time when I feel like shit, you know, you should want to do this. And he's not doing it. And he's holding out and I'm holding out. I'm like,
but this is so dumb. It's not like you're faking this. Like you said, you can see it all over your face. Like
I know.
You're not well.
I think he thought I was faking it for a while, and then
suck
it up, you know, suck it up. And I'm like,
But why? He makes it seem like you have like 25 people coming over to visit. Why is he so anti you being sick right now? It's not like you guys have like some huge thing on the horizon that it's going to affect.
I don't know. He's being so weird about it. He doesn't ask me anything. I said, hey, if I order like one of those teas from Starbucks, do you think you could pick it up for me? And that he was like, sure, but not like I'm going out. Do you want me to bring anything? Blah. Like, it's just like been weird this one time. And I don't know what it is. I'm like, did I forget his birthday? Did I do something? Blah. And
why don't you ask him what, cause clearly there's some reason.
There's something.
Right? Cause wouldn't he normally do that when you're sick?
Yeah.
Like, been sick in the past. Yeah. So it's not like him being anti-help.
He usually like brings sick. You clearly, like home.
But I didn't do anything bad. I didn't
wait. Wait, Ashley, what'd you say? It was like really slow.
He usually like brings home a pharmacy, you know, like he's like brings home so much, right? Whenever
you're so
like,
that's what I'm saying. So there's obviously Yeah. What do you think it is on like a subterranean level then? Because if he always obviously,
I literally am scared to ask.
But that's like, that would be so relieving to ask Lauren, because then you wouldn't feel how you feel now. You would just know. Do you know what I mean? And you could work.
I don't think
it
was yesterday. It was the day before yesterday. I was like, why do you hate me right now? And then he's like, why do you think that I hate you right now? He was like, it's weird that you think I hate you right now. I was like, well, I don't know. You're just being really weird. And then he's like, I'm not. It's just everything is so passive aggressive. I don't know.
Well, if someone, in his defense, if I was annoyed with someone and someone was like, why do you hate me right now? Like, that's also triggering to me. Like, can you ask in a way that's like, hey, I feel like there's a weird energy between us. I just want to like give you space to like, you know, tell me how you're feeling. So it's not like, it's not like a tacky. Oh, you know what it is.
No, I know what it is. It's that the house is disgusting. The house is disgusting because we have a puppy that brings every ounce of anything out, chews it up. It's left there. There's pee pads everywhere. My tissues are everywhere. My dishes are in the sink. I haven't folded my clothes in a long time. I don't have the energy to do it. He should be like, it's fine. And then be nice to me and just understand that. That's what it is.
All right. Well, Lauren,
anyway,
hopefully, you know, hopefully this is addressed.
I think we'll figure it out probably once what's in the sink is done. Because if his mood gets better, then it's because that's gone. Or
that's crazy.
It'll stay there for another year.
What if you guys compromise and both split on like a cleaning person? Like, what if you
they
like
have a cleaning person every other week and she does everything for us?
But like coming now, you know what I mean?
No. I don't want anyone in this cesspool. When somebody's like, sick, you need to hire someone.
Like, I think it's a solution if someone doesn't want to do it and the other person's too sick to do it. That seems like a pretty easy solution.
The other person doesn't want to do it out of pride or something, not because they're not capable.
Correct. Right. He's fully capable. Yeah.
Right.
And like,
I always feel like if you give people a bone, if you're like, hey, I know the house isn't tidy, I'm really not feeling well, I don't have the energy, like,
that is so,
if you could help me with that, and then just see what he does.
That is definitely the healthy way to go about this, but it's gone beyond that point where it's petty on both sides. We're both just like waiting. Support for today's episode comes from Jenni Kayne Home. The new year is here, and if you want to refresh your space, I would totally suggest going to Jenni Kayne Home. And it's very timeless, clean, effortless designs for your home. They have bedroom linens and iconic furniture and the coziest pillows and throws. Just like their cozy sweaters, they have cozy throws and pillows. So Jenni Kayne basically is elevated home essentials. It's very California inspired. And it's honestly sustainable because you're going to be buying these pillows and dishware, and you're not going to want to like get new ones for years and years and years to come. You're not going to be like buying this for 1 year and be like, oh, I'm over this design. It's very classic designs. And not to mention, they're the perfect gift if you still are slacking on some gifts. They also have scented glass candles. They're beautiful and the scent is incredible. And it's hard to pick my favorite, honestly. The Pacific Dinnerware collection is so durable and it's also perfect for everyday use, but still feels kind of luxe. So when you have people over, you can feel fancy, but you also can use it all the time. So if you guys want to try out the new Jenni Kayne Home, find the perfect home pieces at jennikayne.com. And our listeners get 15% off your first order when you use code 15. Get it at checkout. That's 15% off your first order at jennikayne.com and use a promo code 15 get it. Hunter is driving right now. I see him driving right now. He could go right past that motherfucking country club golf course, or he could stop at it. We will find out in 10 seconds. And if he stops, let's wait
with bated breath.
Oh my God, Lord. He's going 50 miles an hour. He could slow down. He could keep going. We're finding out live right now.
No.
He's 53 miles per hour. I don't think he's going to stop.
I don't think he's turning.
I don't think he's stopping. We'll find out.
But do you even want him to come home?
He's not going. He's not going. Right. He made a good choice today. Okay.
Okay. My next I don't get it is something that I know we've talked about before, but I'll mention it again just because it's because I think we've talked about it before and I think it's worth mentioning. Okay. Isn't it weird that when we talk about meat and we're like, what are you having for dinner? You can say steak, beef. You can say hamburger. And then, like, of course, you can say with pork, you say pork, you say pork chop, you say
chicken.
Ham. No. That's where it stops.
I think we've literally talked about
because
this.
It's the name.
You don't just say the animal you're eating.
Yeah, but we do with chicken and turkey.
Yeah, we've had this conversation. I think we had this conversation like 6 episodes ago.
Really?
No, was I not on it? The 2023 episode, I think we talked about this.
I've never heard this, Ashley.
Really?
I think that's really funny. Okay. Yeah, I don't think
so. Okay, yeah. So why is it that, like, we will never see on a menu cow?
Okay.
Cow. Pig. But we'll see turkey and chicken. Is it because, like, there are certain cuts of those things that, like, that we eat that like are different,
like
from
chicken
different
breast, chicken. Yeah, but it's like, why wouldn't it say like poultry?
You say chicken breast.
You know,
like yeah, it could
what
say,
is poultry?
Poultry?
What
poultry
isn't poultry?
Bird.
Chicken?
Poultry
it's a bird.
Bird
it's bird.
In general.
Oh, yeah.
And then what would turkey be like? Wild bird or something?
No, I think turkey is still poultry.
Turkey's poultry too. Yeah, so then that's why we use chicken and turkey, because poultry would be both of those things, and beef is like obviously just a cow, right?
Yeah.
And bacon is obviously just a pig.
I still think it's because we can, like, we're fine with bird. I think it's still fine because people are fine with eating bird. But if, like, we said pig.
Oh, don't say eating bird. That grosses me the fuck out.
Ugh. See, look, that's hilarious. So when you make it even more general for bird,
it's
gross.
Chicken in my fridge. Now I, like, can't eat it.
Well, let's think of, like, other animals, like, that we don't necessarily eat.
Well, deer. Like, what about, like, deer?
Oh, yeah.
Like deer. Venison.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Venison, right?
I think elk will be on menus. I think you can
bison
see elk.
Is on menus.
Yeah.
Turtles. Maybe on what's venison then?
Frogs.
I don't know what a venison is.
Venison is deer meat.
Oh, venison okay. See? Because and then okay.
What an interesting word.
Like veal, yeah. Like that's baby that cow. From? Like veal.
Oh,
like
veal
yeah,
is
of course.
Baby cow?
Yes, yeah, I never eat it. I never eat veal. Well, actually, I had veal once because I was at like an influencer dinner.
Yeah.
And the person was like, the chef was cooking for us specifically to promote the restaurant.
Yeah.
And I had it because I felt rude. And I was so sick the next day, like throwing up over the place.
Because
and
you
I wasn't
never had
sure
it before?
Whether it was because I had never had
it because
had it
you
before?
Knew mentally that like it was a baby?
I don't know. But I feel like, oh, that's so
sad. Are we
so going to
be vegan in the next year?
Okay, so the whole reason that I started thinking about this is because this. Jared, he's on this new tangent where – where he feels like he shouldn't continue eating meat until – well, that's not true entirely. But, like, he feels like it would be most proper for him to, in his life soon, hunt an animal – so that he, because it's like wrong of him to let somebody else do the killing of the animals and him just to eat it. And if he were to like do it himself, it would be like kind of more of a respect thing to the animal. And it would be like, okay, now I understand what is in front of me, like for every meal that I have.
Yeah. That's a lot of people feel that way. I feel that way. I have a couple of friends that were going on a hunting trip and I'm like, that'd be really interesting. And also there's no like bad stuff put in the meat. It's like so fresh if you,
sure,
if you get it yourself.
But here's
you know?
My thought on this. I would rather just be a vegetarian. If it's like, if you need to do that,
yeah,
then like,
I
have no
like,
desire
to
really
shop,
eat it that much.
It's either kill or be a vegetarian. Yeah. I think maybe I'd be a vegetarian.
Yeah. I feel like a lot of people feel that way. But I can see someone that doesn't have a problem with it being like, I'm sure Jared doesn't want to give up meat.
Jared would end up giving up meat though. I don't think he could do it.
Oh, yeah, think. Like if we're out in the field. Well, also when it comes to
hunting,
but is
it strictly because of the animal reason, or is it because he just doesn't want stuff in his meat and he wants?
No. He doesn't care about.
He doesn't
that
give a
stuff,
shit. He's from
that.
Rhode Island. He's from Rhode Island. What's in anything?
They don't know what kale is. So yeah, he doesn't care about that at all. It's just like an animal like relationship thing.
Wow, interesting.
This episode is brought to you by BetterHelp. I have noticed that there has been a lot of pressure on social media to have big changes, big plans for the new year's. Lots of people organizing their thoughts and making vision boards and already tackling their resolutions and like feeling so positive about 2024. If you feel like you're not there or you want to be there more, you want to be more in that mindset, or you feel like you are getting to a more positive place, but you feel like maybe you can use a little bit more help with yourself, maybe some professional help, maybe therapy, this is a great time to start BetterHelp. Therapy is not just for the people out there who've experienced major trauma. It can be just helpful for learning positive coping skills or how to set boundaries. It empowers you to be the best version of yourself. So if you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online. It's designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. And all you have to do is fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist, and you can switch therapists at any time, no additional charge. I think this is so cool about BetterHelp because finding the right therapist is kind of like dating. Like, you need to be comfortable with your therapist. So celebrate the progress you've already made. You're doing a great job. Visit BetterHelp.com/get it today to get 10% off your first month. That is BetterHelp, HELP.com/get it.
So yeah, so I would just rather be vegetarian, but at the same time, I'm like, well, Jared, if you're going to go hunt, see, like,
you Jared listen to Rogan?
Like, you don't, no, not really, but sometimes.
Oh, okay, interesting.
Because like sometimes you're like, you'll never eat a deer, Jared. Like, are you going to go hunt a deer? Because like, that doesn't make any sense for you. You're not going to go hunt a rabbit or anything like that. Like, are you going to go kill a cow? Because that's what actually makes sense.
Or are you going to have a chicken farm?
I would be okay with him probably killing a chicken for food.
I like just even the thought, like the imagery of someone killing a chicken is very disturbing to me.
My old assistant, she had chickens like as pet, not really as pets, but like take their eggs and stuff. So she had like lots of chickens.
Yeah,
and
I would do that.
She used to eat chicken all the time, didn't she?
But she loved eating chicken. But then she would say, oh, if the chicken got sick, I literally would have to snap its neck. She would literally snap chicken's necks all the time because it gets sick.
And it just goes like the most humane way about it.
Of course. I'm like, it's very good that you can like do that and not feel bad about it.
But, yeah,
like,
I can't do that.
I could not.
But for me, it's like a squeamish thing too. Like when I go fishing, like I can't hold the fish. Like, ugh, like I'm just not good at that stuff. You guys know I don't even like holding like raw chicken.
Oh, yeah, raw chicken from the grocery store. I won't ever make raw chicken ever. Like, I never buy raw chicken. I'll always just
that's what girl dinner. Girl dinner basically came from women not being able to handle meat. Ha ha.
Yeah, it's so true. Because we're too scared to do it.
So then we just eat a piece of cheese. We eat some cereal. We find what we can find without having to touch raw meat.
Because raw meat not only feels gross, but it's just so scary to know whether it's done or not. So I'd rather get like the Purdue chicken cutlets and just stick it in the air fryer, and I know it's already been fully cooked.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. We're just not risking it these days. Now, there's a woman that was arrested. This has nothing to do with chicken or nothing to do with anything. This woman, this bride and groom were arrested because they laced their wedding food with THC.
Okay, and so they should be arrested.
Okay. And they didn't tell people?
They didn't disclose at all. And the caterer didn't disclose at all. They didn't say on a little sign.
What caterer is this?
Wait, why wouldn't they tell?
All these people were having heart palpitations. They were freaking out. They're like, what? Are we high right now? And they're like, oh my God, we are high. So then someone called the police. The police came. They tested the food. And it was laced with weed. And the bridegroom and caterer got arrested. And I told Hunter this story. I don't know if he was just in a classic combative mood. But he goes, so what? It's THC. So what? It's not that big of a deal. I'm like, okay, what if I was at the wedding and I got laced with THC and I had a panic attack? Would you feel bad then? Because then you'd have to deal with me spiraling for 24 hours and not knowing what was wrong with me. He's like, then I'd feel bad. I go, can you have some compassion for these people who probably had health issues that didn't know what they're eating? He's like, yeah, maybe. Now, Naz, I was like, what would you think about this? Because you, like, condone all of this.
Yeah, so what's so interesting is that I actually got high Sunday night and I haven't been high in a while. And I only do edibles and gummies. I had friends over. We watched Borat, ate burgers. It was so fucking Borat. It's the best. But anyway, so the next morning, I still felt, I wasn't high in my head, but I felt like still high in my body. And I was like, whoa, I forgot, because now I don't like get high as much anymore. How you do get like a little paranoid, how you do get a little more scared. Like, you know, when I go to bed, like I was so nervous. I was like, did my friends make it home okay? Did they make it home okay? Like I was so nervous, and they did, and they're fine. But when you were sharing that story, it made me realize like, that's so rude for someone that doesn't agree to have THC or doesn't know, because I know my dose and I know what I'm getting into. Do you know what I mean? Yeah. Like I knew I was going to be a little more paranoid before bed, but I was going to sleep really nice. I knew I was going to wake up feeling a little more tired, but like I agreed to all of that.
Yeah.
And I know exactly how much to take to not be like, you know, like, you're up against a wall.
Apparently, the amount someone that was in fed this it food. To me,
that's scary. That's
They're putting things in people's body that they don't know of. Like, correct. That's just
they
so wrong.
They just simply like, drugged people.
And what if people drove there?
Yeah, the driving, I was thinking too. That's so crazy.
It was so crazy.
Did they just think it'd be funny? Like, did this take place in Florida? They probably were like,
let's have everyone have a good time. We want to make sure everyone has a good time.
Where did this happen,
Lauren? So then you put edibles in the middle of the table and you let people decide.
Because now everyone's just having a bad, straight up bad time. You know, everyone's having a bad time.
Yeah, that's
are you Googling it?
Yeah. I would pick a different drug, not weed.
It happened in Florida.
I just asked, did this happen in Florida?
Oh, it was the bride and the caterer that was both the bride, Lauren. Apparently not even the husband.
Not the husband?
No.
Oh, so they didn't know?
See, wait, they sent several of them to the hospital.
Yeah, because people were like, I'm dying.
They didn't know what was going on. Yeah. Wow. The bride, upon asking the bride and the groom whether or not they had consented to requesting the food to contain cannabis products, the groom stared at the deputy with a blank expression for a few moments before stuttering no.
See, maybe he just covered his ass and said no, and the bride said, yeah, I did it.
Yeah.
But then why did they arrest the husband?
They didn't arrest the husband, did they?
Oh, you said that.
No,
I thought they did.
Got arrested.
Ashley's clarifying in the article.
Fake news.
Fake news, whatever. He knew.
Yeah, well.
He knew.
This is craziness. Okay.
Anyway,
well, very good.
That was very intriguing.
Very interesting, Lauren. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
And thank you. And back to you, Naz, in the studio.
Welcome to the new year, people, where a lot of people are setting their goal to lose weight or be healthier, but a lot of you are also trying to be more budget friendly, trying to keep better track of your finances. So if that is one of your New Year's resolutions, and if it's not, just go ahead and do it with money, with Rocket Money, because we here love Rocket Money. It can do so much for you. It's a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions. It also monitors your spending and can help lower your bills. That is accurate. It can help lower your bills. They can go out and basically negotiate bills for you. And
that's so wild.
I know. They're going to take a small percentage of your savings, and you're going to get so much savings back from them just going out. Let me explain a little bit better. It's like if there are two cable companies in your area, Rocket Money can go to the other one that you don't have and be like, hey, we're paying this. Can you get it down to this? And then if they do, bada bing, bada boom, you're saving money. And then also if you're trying to just clean out stuff this new year, subscriptions is honestly where you should start. It's like the digital clutter that you have.
Right.
The little like $5 payments that you're paying for whatever apps every month, Rocket Money is going to alert you to those charges and they can cancel them for you. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has helped save its members an average of $720 a year. And in total, they've helped their customers save over $500 million in just canceled subscriptions.
Yes, so stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/get it. That's rocketmoney.com/get it, rocketmoney.com/get it.
Naz, do you have an I don't get it? Because I have another one that I haven't shared yet.
I don't have an I don't get it, but I have I have like a moment that I always have moments in life where I'm like, I wish Ashley and Lauren were here so we could pontificate on like this very random thing that no one else would spend even 1 second talking about. Mm-hmm. But I went to Disneyland on Saturday and we went on the merry-go-round, me and my friend Alex. And we were talking about how when you were little, like choosing a horse on the merry-go-round was actually like so stressful. To me,
yeah, I just like I had to pick
the
Emmy.
Right horse. Like I wanted. Let me just throw it to you guys first.
Well, I was thinking the exact same thing because when I saw you, and I think it was when Dawson was on the merry-go-round, I was like, I hope he got the fucking one he wanted, or else it would have been.
He got a stupid one, but that's because Emmy wanted to sit next to him.
What if they were all taken and you had to sit down in that two little seater that for people who can't ride the horses
go up and down? Yeah. So no. Emmy had to pick the course the prettiest
three of us. Only the three of us would have like distinct, passionate opinions on this trivial.
Naz, listen to me now. You just opened up something that I think I did vaguely. Like, I remembered a little bit when we were at the merry-go-round a couple
of weeks ago. Okay, sorry, go ahead.
No, I'll let you have your laugh. Okay.
Okay, go ahead.
Okay, so we went to the zoo with Jaden Tanner and the kids the other week. We were on the merry-go-round, and Emmy needed to pick the prettiest one. And so Dawson was just going to go on whatever she was going on, you know, next to, whatever. Mm-hmm. And that did unlock a little bit for me of the, like, of the stress of picking the prettiest horse. But now that you say it out loud, like, a whole rush of memories just came flooding to me, like how like there was a frenzy. Like, was the frenzy about getting on one, or was it about getting the one that you eyeballed while waiting for the
it's
ride?
It's because you have such a short. So the merry-go-round frenzy is that you have such a short window to run and to find one, and you have all these options, and people are taking them, and so
it's basically like
it's a high stress situation.
It's like musical chairs, like? Basically. Musical chairs.
Musical chairs, yeah.
It is like musical chairs.
Talk about a musical chairs is a great game, okay?
Musical chairs is
but
such
the most
a fun
anxiety-inducing game.
It's
of
like
all time.
Waiting on a Southwest flight, you know? It's like, oh, I want that. I want that window seat now as an adult, you know?
Yeah, it's very similar.
Yeah, I was like, wait, there's something stressing me out. Yeah,
I would. Love
I was to very
play
competitive
musical
about
chairs.
Musical chairs. Like really
musical
competitive when it
is
came to that.
So much fun.
Yeah, it was like you die or you get a seat. Like there was no option, you know. It was crazy. but also the carnival, the merry-go-round or carousel. What did you say, merry-go-round or carousel? Mm.
Well, I said carousel. I think it went back and forth.
Oh, that's interesting.
It okay, the merry-go-round is like what's outside, like what used to be like outside, like a Walmart. Like three or four little horses, but then the carousel
that's your own
is like what
definition.
They have at Disney.
You made that up.
Perhaps my own definition.
It kind of makes sense, though.
I was like,
merry-go-round
is a small
scale. I was like, yeah, that makes sense.
Yes, so true. But on the carousel, were they different heights, or they just stopped at different heights? You know, because I would always want the taller
heights.
One.
Oh my
but
god,
it's just an illusion.
Yeah, because then they would go back you guys, and forth. This is why we're all best friends, because we could spend 10 minutes talking about fucking America. So I was also thinking about this. Like, I was like, are there horses that go higher and some that just stay lower? And then, you know, they have the bench, which is like, I've never sat in the bench, but it's kind of royal and cool. And then I always wanted one whose horse was like, the face was like up, you know, and the hair was just like back, like a very regally looking horse. I always wanted a guy horse too.
Oh, I think so. Yeah.
You can't tell whether it's a guy or a girl horse.
But you wanted more masculine colors and stuff?
Yeah, like I think I wanted to ride a guy horse.
Yeah. I like the brown ones with big jewels.
Oh, were you talking about horses or like the saddle? Because the ones I go on, the horses are all white.
Oh. What?
Like the one at Disney. All the carousels I've been on, the horses are white.
Oh, no, I think there was like pink horses and blue horses when I was thinking about it.
Yeah. What? That would be amazing. I've never been on
Naz,
like
I don't know what you're thinking of. They're all usually multicolored.
Not what? Not the one at Disneyland. Okay. So, you know, around the new year, everyone's always like, new year, new me. And people engage in really expensive activities to either change their outward appearance so that they are a new me. Well, let me tell you something that most people forget. Most people may look better in the new year, but it doesn't necessarily mean that they smell better. And let me throw something else on there. Smelling better naked is a goal of mine. And what I use to do that is Lumi. Lumi is spelled L-U-M-E. They have a game-changing whole body deodorant designed by an OBGYN, by the way, that not only works on pits, but it works on your feet, your privates, everywhere else you get odor. And no matter where you use it, it's actually clinically proven to block odor all day long, thanks to its one-of-a-kind pH-optimized formula.
Actually, they have more than a day. It can control odor for up to 72 hours, which is seriously mystical.
Mystical is a great word.
Thanks.
And it's baking soda free, paraben free, like we said, pH balance. It is proven to control odor better than a shower with soap alone. So 12 hours after a shower, the average person basically has an odor level of like 6 out of 10. With Lumi, guess what your odor level is, Ash?
0 out of 10. And I can vouch for this because the other day I was like waking up stinky a couple days in a row. And the next day I put on the Lumi, like not just in my pits, but like my entire like chest area, which is where I felt like it was coming from. And I smelled much better the next morning.
Lumi is truly the best. So as a special offer for listeners, new customers get $5 off a Lumi starter pack with our code GETIT30 at LumiDeodorant.com. That equates to over 40% off your starter pack when you visit LumiDeodorant.com and use our code GETIT30.
Okay, so what food did you eat at Disneyland? Was there anything delicious?
Okay, yeah, let's talk about Disneyland food. So I started at the park.
How much did you pay for your hot dog and your ice cream?
Oh my God, this is what's so annoying. First of all, going to Disneyland, being from Florida and being a Disney World girl, it's like it's very difficult to adjust to Disneyland, I will say. And I know that sounds snobby, but it's just like, it's not it.
Oh, yeah.
So we wanted to go to two parks. It is $240 just for one park and parking and the genie pass.
And then how much is two parks?
So I was like, I can't afford to go to two parks.
Wait.
Like, obviously I could, but like, I'm not spending
$240 for just the Disneyland part, not the other side?
For Disneyland parking and the genie pass, which like you can go on the lightning lane. It was $240.
Yeah. Okay. But what about the other side? What's the other side?
I think that would have been like another California Adventure, which is like way better now. And I think that would have been like $50 or $60 extra.
Holy.
So exactly. Lord. So I'm like, I'm an adult. Like I'm not spending like $400 on Disney. So we get to Disney and I was trying to stick to Whole 30 jokes on me. And so the first 5 minutes, I get a pickle. I see this huge pickle on a cart at Main Street that's like $5. And I got a pickle and I got a pineapple. And you guys, the combination of a pickle and the pineapple, they have to be genetically modified because everything at Disneyland is so perfect and so round and so juicy and so crunchy. But having like the savory crunchy of the pickle and then this, it's like my favorite combo now is pickle pineapple. So that was amazing. But everything at Disney, I realize, is $5 to $10, Ashley. So then I got a water bottle, which was $10. Then I got chicken tenders, which was $10 later on in the day.
Are you sure it was $10 and not 20?
It was 10. It was like 12, 10, 12. And then what else? And then we got a pizza at Pizza Planet and that was like $10. And like, yeah. So think about it. You get like seven things throughout the day, right? Like snacks, water. Like I was there the whole day. So that's another $70. So up top of the $240.
Yeah. I think you're at least lowballing.
And that's like not buying anything either.
Yeah.
Like, and so then I went in and obviously I wanted ears. So I got these like matte black ears, which were like $30. But I really wanted the Mickey conductor hat. Have you guys seen these? Ashley, have you seen it?
Like the Fantasia hat?
So I go in. No, I'll show you. It's like Mickey conductor hat. So I go in and that's all I want. That's all I want to buy is this hat, Ashley.
Oh, okay.
Like a train conductor.
Yeah, it's like a train conductor. Yeah. Do you see how cool it is? So I go in and we only went to Disneyland and they go, sorry, we only sell that at California Adventure. I go, are you fucking kidding me? That like not even a downtown Disney. The hat is only available at California Adventure. And I was like, fuck you guys.
How much was that hat?
And then that hat, I don't know how much it is at Disney. I could tell you how much people are reselling it for online for like $65 on Poshmark.
Yeah.
And then what else was I going to say? And then half the rides break down during the day.
And I'm like,
how can rides break down so often?
That's what I'm saying. I'm like, who does Disneyland think they are charging this much?
That is the one thing that should be working. You have human beings on rides. Make that at least work.
That's what I'm saying. And then I asked some guy because I got so annoyed. And I was like, yo, what's going on? Because we had the Genie Pass and you can only book one ride at a time. So if you have the Genie Pass for like Space Mountain, you have to go on Space Mountain and then you get the pass back to do another ride. But then of course it doesn't apply to the Peter Pan ride or Rise of the Resistance at Star Wars. So it's like you're paying extra, but then there's two rides you can't use. Like it's all so silly. So then the rides kept breaking down. And so I was like, yo, what's going on? And he was like, yeah, sometimes we just lose power. And I go, how the fuck are they charging $240 a person? And your rides aren't even working. Like Disneyland is, I'm sorry to say, guys, kind of like just they need some updates. They need some
updates.
And then my friend, this was interesting. I think you guys would think this is interesting. I told my friend yesterday about the experience. And let me just say, I had the best fucking time at Disneyland. I was so happy. And like aside from all this stuff, it was like the food was so fun. The rides were the best. And the holiday cheer is like supreme. Mm-hmm. But my friend said that she has friends that work at Disneyland and she was saying because the prices are so high now, oh my God, that dog's so cute. Because the prices are high now, the energy at the park, people have like the kind of energy I just like showed.
Stressed like, as in like, no, we which have is to like, have the most fun.
Which is like, we paid all this money to be here. Yes, so why is it?
And like,
there,
I organized this whole day with passes and extra things. Yeah.
And I'm like, oh my God, people that have to fly, because I've always been lucky to live in a state where I could just drive to Disney, but people that fly and get hotel rooms, I'm like, oh my God, if I had a family of four, this is like an $8,000 trip.
You're stressing me out. Because you know that we're going in January to Disney World. Lauren goes, Lauren has not said whether she's going or not.
Disney World is the best.
You think that Disney World is better run?
What do you mean? I know. I've lived in Florida. I went every year. Disney World,
there's too much reservation, too many apps, too many bump the ride things.
Yeah, the whole thing now. Now you have to have the app.
Go to the ride you want to go on, you know?
Yeah.
And then they're doing too much.
I will say it's a lot of planning.
Yeah.
It's so much planning.
Universal does the speed pass right, okay? There's not like, you don't have to plan. You get the pass, it's extra money, and then you just show up to whatever ride you want to go on whenever you want to go on it, and you get to cut most of the line. That is how you should do it. This reservation bullshit on Disney doesn't make any sense. Okay.
You can make reservations to go pick up chicken fingers. I swear to God.
Yeah, no, but I will say,
let me plan out the whole day like this.
No, it's so stressful. And like, thank God my friend, like she was so incredible. And like, she was like, all right, well now we'll do this and then we'll get it back for this. But it's like, damn, the days where you could just mosey around the park and do whatever called your name is like over now. You have to strategize. I think because the amount of people there are at Disney, they kind of have to do that. Like, do you think it's like crowd control?
I don't know. You think there's more people in Disney than there are Universal?
Stop selling tickets at some point, you know? Like, make it so there's enough people to enjoy themselves. I'd pay more money to enjoy myself and not, like, feel claustrophobic and wait in lines and all that, you know? There has to be that. That's a good point.
Yeah.
I mean, the line being
in charge of Disney.
It's crazy because we had Genie Pass for almost everything, which is 100% the way to go, except Indiana Jones. Like the time that Genie was available, we like knew we weren't going to be at the park anymore. And we waited an hour and a half to go on Indiana Jones.
See, that's insanity.
Not hour and it's 15-second ride.
And then guess what? We almost got there. It broke down. And then we were like, oh my God, after an hour and a half. And we sat there and thank God they got it up and running in 10 minutes. But we literally waited that long and it broke down.
Yeah, but hour also and a half. Now, I can't even conceptualize just sitting for an hour and a half.
Can you imagine? No, but like, you're standing, which is like, yeah, it hurts
that's
your
exactly
legs.
What I mean. Like, I can't imagine sitting for an hour and a half, alone standing for an hour and a half.
I have a New Year's resolution, and it is to stop wearing uncomfortable shapewear and basically all clothes in general, because nothing really makes...
We're just going Nike this year.
Not Nike, but, you know,
we're
with
dressing like a Gen Zer. We're just going to wear sweatpants every day.
Basically, yeah. You want to feel like you're wearing sweatpants. So with Honey Love, there's a shapewear that isn't super uncomfortable. It hugs you in all the right places. There's no wires poking out anywhere. And they also have a booty lifter, which is all I want in all of my clothes.
I think this is like so crucial to why they're different, because they have this compression technology that is going to compress you where you want and then not compress you where you don't want. Mm-hmm. And not only creates like this really nice shape, but it's also going to make you feel like you're not suffocating while getting that shape.
They have these boost bands on the back of the thigh that give your butt like amazing shape. Like I'm telling you guys, if this is a year where you're like, I want to work on my butt, like just buy Honey Love. That's all you have to do. They also have a superpower short that I love. It's 100% cotton. So you can skip the extra undies, and it's a convenient opening. It has a convenient opening in the panty area for super easy bathroom access if you're someone who pees all the time like me. So
they also have
pee all the time.
Surely does. They also have bras, tanks, and leggings for everyday support.
And as if you guys aren't tired of hearing about why I love their leggings so much, not only do they make you look great, but they have pockets. And I refuse really to wear yoga pants that don't have pockets anymore. All right, you guys can treat yourself to the best bras and shapewear on the market and save 20% off at honeylove.com/get it and use our exclusive link to get 20% off, which is honeylove.com/get it. And after you purchase, they're going to ask what you heard about them. So please support our show and tell them that we sent you. Start the new year with confidence. Thanks to Honey Love.
I want to get so rich where I just like shut Disneyland down like after hours, like Disney after dark. And then you just go on every ride with all your friends.
Hold on. Yeah. So you just hit on two things. First off, can you believe that this is you as an adult going through this? How not fun if you waiting through in a line for an hour and 40 minutes with kids.
With kids. And you have to keep them entertained.
Me? Are you kidding me? Okay. And then secondly, speaking of the price and shutting places down, Nick Cannon doesn't shut it down. But do you know how much Nick Cannon assumes that he spends on Disney World for all 11 of his children every year?
How much?
$200,000 a year. Oh. He thinks he spends $200,000 every year just to go.
I bet. Whoa. I get that.
Yeah, that makes sense.
It does make sense.
And they're not even buying that much at the park, honestly, with $200,000.
Can I tell you guys the best part, though, of going to Disneyland was?
What
is the, all the little kids that go to the Bippity Boppity Boop boutique?
Oh, it's so cute.
They like, obviously their parents like drop loads of money to get them like $300. Fully decked out. It's wild. Anyway, so what I did every time I saw a little girl dressed, I freaked out.
Bowed.
And I was like, oh my God. I was like, it's Elsa. Oh my God. And they don't know what to do. Cute. And they're like so excited. And I'm telling you, that alone brought me so much joy just going around and being like, oh my God, it's Ariel. Like, they were like, it's
excited. So cute. I know.
It was the cutest thing ever.
This little boys don't go to the Bippity Boppity Boutique as much as girls. So they only have like two.
Which is a shame because the prince stuff is amazing. You need to have Dawson go as a prince, Ashley.
He would
He would love it.
He would look so good in Prince Charming. Oh my God.
He needs to be in Aladdin. You have no idea. Nas is just like, he watches Aladdin every other day.
But like there's little boy, every character that worked there like knew to like do something special for him. They're like, Prince, how can I like help you? And he's like all like so cute. It was the cutest video I've ever seen.
Wait, so are you gonna make an appointment at the boutique for Dawson?
Could he become Aladdin?
I mean, yeah, you can look on the website.
You can bring your own outfit.
That's basically just bringing, if you just all I have to do is put him in an outfit, it's the exact same thing, you know.
I know. Yeah, but it's the art of like them dressing him, you know, and them picking out everything and stuff.
I think he's too.
And then there's
that.
There's a photo op
yet.
There's a photo op too.
Well, it's when Superman.
What's really funny is when you see the characters. I ran into Woody. You guys, there were
I saw when you
legit. There were like legit adults, like. Trying to push me out of the way to talk to Woody. And I'm like, how embarrassing for you.
It is a 20-year-old kid in a costume.
Like,
what?
Like, people.
It's so embarrassing.
Freak out. People freak out. That's so weird. It's wild.
So weird.
That's really weird.
Disney adults is such Disney adults is a thing.
It's such a thing, but it's
not address how weird it is enough, honestly.
Would you consider the three of us Disney adults? Because no. Like, we're not, but we love
not
Disney.
All. No, Disney adults are people who want to be engaged outside the palace, and they have round cut diamonds, and they cry when they finally get to go to Disney World, and they wear polka dots all the time. We are not them.
Oh, yeah. I can't do polka dots.
No.
Okay.
So, you got to draw the line somewhere.
Here's my like last, I don't get it. Lauren and I have discussed this before, and I can't say I'm not guilty of it, but like it's annoying now that I've noticed it. So influencers, instead of saying like, I bought this, they say, I ordered this.
Oh, yeah.
Or I picked this up. They never say I bought it. Or like, and if you didn't buy it, and like you're
then
trying to get around it,
then don't
then you can say I got it. Because I'll say I got it. You didn't this thing about the word order has really gotten on my nerves because
it's
triggering like, oh,
it's
you,
taking the value out of it. Like you're,
yes, because they make it seem like that it didn't cost anything. You like ordered it. You're like, oh hey, I like that. I'm gonna have this instead of
like you're
I'm
entitled
use
to
money.
That rather than you use your own money to buy that. Like you thought that was worth the dollar and you purchased it, you bought it. You didn't pick it up, you didn't get it, you didn't order it, you used your hard-earned money to buy it.
Right. And it's straight up lying when they say that. Like if someone says that, aren't you supposed to say Amazon sent me this? Like I feel like whenever I post
something,
we're
not even talking about that, Naz. Like I'm talking about influencers that truly like maybe there's like a piece of furniture. And like, I know I'm referring to some of my friends and that's fine because I've also said this, like, because we use the word order, of course, like I ordered on Amazon, but I'm just saying
to me, when you say
the overuse of the term where it's like the only word you use for the instance for the synonym of buy is ordered. And it's just almost as if money doesn't count.
It's like money wasn't it. Like you just press the button.
I see what you guys are saying.
On
it's more nuanced.
Yes. Yeah. Yes.
And it's like,
okay,
it's
so it bothers you when people don't say, I bought this. Say, I ordered this.
Yeah. Correct. Like, when you say I ordered it, means like it's still on the way, I guess. Like, I ordered it.
Oh yeah,
it's
like
gonna
maybe
be
it's
here soon.
It's a timestamp. Yeah, like I'm waiting for its arrival.
But when it comes here, I bought this new pillow.
Yes, that's what I would do.
Exactly. Yeah. I bought.
If
this
I was like,
I didn't
bought
order the pillow.
This pajama. Yeah, I wouldn't say I ordered this pair of pajamas.
Can I offer a theory?
Yes. Oh my god!
Do you think it maybe comes from people who aren't actually influencers but are aspiring ones? Because if they say I bought, you know, it's their money, but they can't say so-and-so sent me. So it takes out, I'm thinking of people I know.
It's making it vague, so you don't know. Yeah.
So you can be like, oh, maybe they're a partner with blah, 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 even though they aren't. And then it just kind of got picked up, maybe, by other people.
Could be that.
I think
that
does make sense, yeah.
Yeah, because it's definitely, I'm not even just saying, I'm saying that they're,
I mean, it's not incorrect to say you ordered something. Even if Amazon's paying you and you still had to put in the order.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but technically, the whole point is like it doesn't even matter whether like they bought it or not because like I have so many friends that'll like post the LTK links of things that they actually bought and like they bought it and instead of saying like I bought this today, they'll say I ordered it today.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it's just a matter of saying it so that you're taking the money out of it. So it just sounds like, "Oh, you too out there can go and just order it,"
it's a way to sell more things because it sounds like less commitment, less expensive.
It's it's more inviting ordering. Totally.
More,
in a way.
Totally.
Because it's fun to order things. It's not fun to pay for things.
Buy.
No.
Yeah, totally.
Yeah. Like that word has a negative energy towards it. You know,
Lauren has this girl that she follows and she says, I just went and picked this up. Like she doesn't even say that. She's always like picking it up.
I've already said this. I killed this. I tell everyone.
You didn't tell us though.
I did. I have.
You did?
100%. It's still in my notes. I've said it. I hate when you said you picked it up. Guys, you bought it. You have less money in your bank account now because of it.
Well, there you guys have it. Happy New Year. The iKinetics want to know where your money's going at all times.
I'm also just want to clarify. I'm not above it. I'm not saying I've never said it. I'm not saying I'm never going to say it again. I'm just saying that, like, you got to mix it up.
Right.
Or then it seems too intentional that you're, like, saying it to be sly.
Variety in your vocab.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. All right, guys.
Thank you so much.
We love you.
We made it.
Happy New Year. 2020.
Happy New Year. Bye.
Bye.
Oh, got a pooper. Bye. I don't get it.